Given that the phrase, "we should not trust in ourselves," could be seen as a universal admonition and an accusation directed at some of them, he gently eases his claim by portraying their prayers as a strong safeguard and simultaneously indicating that our life should always be a battleground. In the words, "and we have placed our hope that he will also continue to deliver us," he forecasts a future wave of countless trials, yet nowhere is there ever abandonment, rather always help and support. Afraid that the constant dangers might hearten them, he shows the function of these perils, such as not to trust in ourselves, intended to maintain us in continuous humility, and for their salvation to be achieved, along with many other benefits, participation with Christ. For he says, the sufferings of Christ are abundant in us, suffering for the believers. For, he says, if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. The greater radiance this last one, that is their salvation, will shine with, which, he says, works in you in the patient enduring of the same sufferings, their transformation into toughness, and in addition to all these, that of witnessing the resurrection vividly depicted before their eyes. For he has rescued us from such great death, being diligent and always gazing towards him. For, he says, we have placed our hope that he will deliver us, its firm bonding them to prayers. For he says, you also joining in helping us through your prayers. Having thus shown the benefit of affliction and then made them energetic, he strengthens their spirits for the battle again and encourages them to virtue by bearing testimony to the potency of their prayers. For God had granted Paul due to these, as he says, you joining in helping us through prayer. But what does this mean? That thanks may be given by many for the gift granted to us through many on our behalf. He rescued us from those deaths, he says, you also assisting by praying, that is, all of you praying for us, for the gift granted to us, that is, our salvation. He was pleased to give you all, so that many people might thank him, because many also received the favor.